until you're down on your back. And then you got a reason. Now, I've been down on the back in times past. I'm not standing upright today, and for that I'm thankful. I want you to turn this morning to the book of Psalms. And I don't know just exactly where to begin on this passage of Scripture, but I'm going to begin well into it. You ought to turn to the 139th Psalm and remember that Psalm, and if you don't have a Bible with you, read it when you get home. David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." It's a good thing to do that with the word. I remember I had a course in school back years and years and years and years ago. And it was called personal evangelism. And I despised it with a passion. But in this case of personal evangelism, you had to memorize Scripture. And boy, am I glad I did that. That was in connection with the same course, you know. But memorizing Scripture, and don't let this bother you. This is just necessary. 139th Psalm is worth reading every day, for that matter. People look at me and they say, "Well, why isn't election taught in the Old Testament?" That's a good question to ask me. Henry wrote a book one time. Let me see if I can say it. Seeing the New Testament in the Eyes of the Old. It's a good book. If you can find one, why, it's a good one to read. Turn to the 139th Psalm. For the director of music of David, a psalm. He says this, I say, this is verse 11. I say, surely the darkness will hide me. I've got the NIV here because it's a large print and I can read it. And the light become night around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. Speaking of God, of course. The night will shine like the day, for the darkness is as the light to you. For you created my inmost being. Now, you got to think when you read the 139th Psalm. David said, you created my inmost being. That singer of sweet songs, who knew the consequences of sin in his own life, though elect and upon the throne of David, that is the beginning of that throne. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. You know, when a man begins to realize, or a woman, I use that generically, when a man begins to realize that God's works are wonderful, he's well on the way.
Yes, sir.
In fact, if a sinner begins to think seriously about God, he's taken a step in the right direction. Because, you know, the people that we know have no knowledge of God.
Exactly.
People that we know. What knowledge they have is false.
That's it.
And to believe a lie is to reap the results of a lie.
Yes, sir.
But David says, I know that full well. I know that your works are wonderful. And I know that you made me, and you made me wonderful in my conception, in my birth. My frame, now listen to this. Election's not in the Old Testament. Listen to it, carry it with you. My frame was not hidden from you.
That's right.
When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. What in the world does that mean? Mm-hmm. That means simply that the earth is about as far away from God as you can get. I heard and read a statement of an Episcopal priest in a magazine called the, what? Well, deals with the Smoky Mountains, Blue Ridge. And it's he said, this Episcopal priest said in, by the way, the Episcopal Church once was as sound as a dollar on the election of grace. They preached it and taught it. This man said that the earth is sacred. No, it isn't. It's fallen. It's fallen. And that's why we hoe weeds out of our garden. And that's what God said, and that's what I believe, though simple it might be. So he says, I was woven together in the depths of the earth, far away from God. Every one of us are born that way. He said, your eyes saw my unformed body. Now this is the child of God. Now think about it. Mm-hmm. I won't be lengthy this morning. Joe's turn is next. My eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book. You know, there are people that don't know that's there. All the days ordained for me were written in your book. I told you a long time ago, I cannot die till God says yes.
That's it.
And that's not necessarily judgment. That's just a part of life. And I told Walter this many years ago, back in the early days of my standing behind pulpits. World War II ended, and there were lots of military funerals. And it was death on every hand. You had calls constantly, people you had no idea existed. You didn't know them. You had no idea who it was. They wanted you to have the funeral because you were handy. That's the only reason. We got to have a preacher when we have a funeral. And I realized that at a very early age, that I wasn't important when it came to, that was a ceremony to most people. It had to be, it got through. But I learned this. I thought, what am I going to say? I don't know these people. I don't know any. I never heard of them before in my life. And that even happens when it isn't military. What am I going to say? Now, Walter and I were talking, and I said, I came up with one thing. I had an opening statement for funerals that I did not know, that I had no acquaintance with anything there. I'd say this was my opening line. I'm here today to talk to you not about death, but about life. The only life that exists is that life which is in Jesus Christ. I am come that you might have life because you're dead, and that you might have it more abundantly. Listen to this. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Every one of your days. This, I know it's another reference. I know this. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I don't care what day it is. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now, I don't always get that done. It's like I told our postmaster out of Shady Spring, it's very difficult to rejoice in a bunion or a corn on your toe. That's difficult. So we find difficult days. But you know one thing. If you're a child of God, you know that your name was written in his book before ever a star shone. wherever a planet spun its existence in space. You're not Joe and Paul and Jay and not names like that, but the name that only he knows. He recorded it. Knows you by name. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God, and how vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand, and when I am awake, I am still with you.
Amen.
I'm still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God. Now that's shifting gears. Mm-hmm. You ever have that feeling? Mm-hmm. Here he's talking about these names being written down and bodies being formed, and see, they speak evil of you with evil intent. Verse 20, do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? You get to that place. You get to that place. Well, you're to have a burden for the world. Mason, don't you have a burden for the world? See, he's telling the truth. He said, no, I don't have a burden for the world. I had that dinned into my head for years and didn't believe a word of it. Listen to this. I have nothing but hatred for them, the enemies of God. And that's me. That's not the book. The enemies of God. I count them my enemies.
Amen.
And then I'm done. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there is any offensive way in me. You know what? I'll bet you there is. I'll bet you there he is. He wants it all in the light of God's mercy and God's grace. That's what David wants. Mm-hmm. And lead me in the way everlasting. You see, election in the Old Testament, oh yes. And that's probably one of the paramount passages. People don't know it's there. And I need to be reminded of it.
Yes, sir.
Constantly. Constantly. Our Father, we're grateful to thee this morning for thy goodness and thy blessing, enabling us to stand and witness to the goodness of God in the land of the living. Surely, surely, sorrow dogs our steps, whether young or whether old. We reach out to thee with feeble hands and with trembling hearts, knowing that thou doest all things well, yet being plagued within us with fears and at times doubts and wonderment. We pray that the very spirit of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob might stand with us in this day in which men's hearts fail them for fear. Grant thy blessing upon us, the service to follow, that we each one might know the way, that we each one might be enabled to walk in it. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.